Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Very excited about having our good friend Jeff Zabar back on the show, because I'm not sure he's going to agree with me about my idea of Groundhog Day, but Jeff is he is the Chief Home Officer. He's the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a galactic award that the SBA gave him. He's the author of a number of books on home-based business and micropreneuring, and he's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back.
You know, I heard complaints from Alpha Centauri that I should not have won that award, but if you say it's galactic, I'll take your word for it.
There you go. That's the story I'm sticking to. Hey,
exactly.
Jeff, I was just saying that it's Groundhog Day, and of course, most people know about the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray woke up every day, and it was the same day. You know, he was stuck in a rodent warp. You've heard of it being stuck in a time warp. He was stuck in a rodent warp, and so every day was the same. And I just said, you know, if I ever got stuck like that, you know, hopefully it'd be your best day. And if it were, it would have to be something about included in that day, not the whole day. Because I'd want my kids and my grandkids in that, you know, but part of the day would have to be about a small business. What do you think?
Well, as long as there was a good beer, maybe a little import and a cigar involved, I wouldn't complain much. And a computer that works right, we'd be good to go.
And maybe a little bottle of Cabernet, you know, something like that. And
there you go. Exactly.
Now we sound like that other movie, The Jerk, with Steve Martin. You know, all I need is this lamp and this sofa.
That's all I need. The new phone book is here. Anyway.
Hey, so what's going on in your small business? What's the
news?
Well,
you know, it's interesting you talk about Groundhog Day and the concept of, you know, if you were to wake up and the day was the same, you know, would you endure? Would you enjoy it? And I think that, you know, that is the reality of the entrepreneur, the small business owner. I mean, certainly people wake up every day and, you know, the old Loverboy song, everybody's working for the weekend. You know, when you're a clock puncher, when you're, a W-2er, you know, you often work toward the weekend so you can have some time to yourself. But when you're an entrepreneur, you know, you got to be on top of it, and every day you're going to wake up, and it's going to be much the same as yesterday, except for any little successes, new work, new engagements. But the point is, it's your business. Will you wake up today and be as engaged and as excited and jazzed for it as you were yesterday? If not, like, wow, it's a new day. You know, you'll wake up and you'll say, I'm excited about the opportunities. I've planted the seeds so I can go out and harvest some new work, some new opportunities. I've been marketing, whatever. Are you excited? Are you jazzed? You know, there is very much the opportunity for work to be rote and for work to be burdensome. You know, how have you mentally prepared yourself for the day in, day out that is, you know, entrepreneurship, small business entrepreneurship, and especially home-based entrepreneurship, where in my instance, it's me, my computer, and my dog, you know, all day, every day. And what can we get done, and how can we look at this as a new opportunity every day? And it's very easy to overlook that and think that you're, it becomes burdensome or a drudgery. And
Jeff, you're making good points, because, maybe other people aren't like me, but you know what? Even on the days when, I mean, I've had days, Jeff, in the last 22 or 3 years, I've had days when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour. I mean, there were things happening that could have taken me down in the next hour. You know, the next phone call could have gone the wrong way or whatever. And, you know, I make payroll just like everybody else does. And even in those days, even when things were as bad as they could be, I don't think I remember not liking those days. But I don't think I remember not being glad that I owned a business, that I was a business owner, that I was a small business owner. I don't remember saying I wish somebody else had this business, or I wish I had. I never remember saying I wish I had never done this.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because I've always felt like whatever was happening, good or not good, it was mine.
Right.
I got myself into this,
right,
and I could get myself out.
Right.
And whatever happened on the other side belonged to me.
Right.
I like that. That's always been the fundamental emotion for me as a small business owner. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And you know, you can look at this another way. You know, George Harrison, this too, all things must pass. So, you mm-hmm. know, or this too shall pass mm-hmm. in the sense of, you know, if it's a terrible day today. And I'm a believer in the philosophy of punting. If you have a day that's just a horrible day, you don't want to be there. As long as you don't have deadlines and someone's waiting for something and you're
right.
in the wrong mood,
right.
get out. Go do something. You're the owner. You know, as long as you're not blowing a deadline, if it's as simple as going and getting a cup of coffee, as it's simple as taking a long bike ride, if it's, mm-hmm. you know, here I want to go to the beach and just, you know, recharge, maybe make a lunch date with a friend or, you know, whatever. You have that option, you have that opportunity, you have that prerogative as the owner. So it's never, I want to say, wrong to say, I got to punt. I got to just do something to recharge. Mm-hmm. And that's why people take, you know, three-day weekends. They'll leave on a Friday and go away just to recharge their batteries.
That is something I have been doing for a long time. I mean, I've only taken one or two week-long vacations in 20, 30 years.
Right.
And all the times, all of my other time off, in terms of literally completely disengaging from work now I'm talking about, have been long weekends. And I think that's helped me. I think that's been good. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people will tell you.
But I get a bunch of those, you know, during the year.
Well, and there's nothing lost. I mean, especially, you know, you, for the most part, your job as far as customer facing, you know, the work you do for Small Business Advocates,
yeah.
you know, is done before many people wake up. So, you know, if it were a Friday, you would be done by, you know, 8 o'clock, whatever, or so. And then you go about your business. You want to take a drive.
But you know what, though, Jeff, after all these years, I still like being in my business.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I mean, I don't have to work 12 hours a day anymore, but I still do.
Right.
Not every day, but I do if I want to, because I just love.
You can, and it's yours.
And exactly, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm in this business.
Right.
Because I think I would feel this way if I were in the shoestring business
right.
or the battleship business. Hey, Jeff, give us your website quickly, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Jeff's a little dusty today. When we come back, he's going to tell us about his issues with dust. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.